speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The question is, will we know our earthly families in heaven? And is there scripture that explains this? I believe it's important for us to point out that God has created us in the flesh, and as we dwell here in the flesh, He's given us family and friends that we love and that we're loved by, and we become very attached to those individuals that we love. And therefore, not only do we want to know about one another today, we have that inquiring mind that says, I want to know about the eternal side. I want to know what God has prepared, and not only for us from a reward standpoint, but will we be able to be rejoined to some form or fashion with our loved ones. To begin with, we need to understand the purpose of God's Word. God's Word gives us, according to what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, all things pertaining to life and godliness. And therefore, He identifies to us the key essential things that we need, that we must know, as it would deal with our life here upon the face of the earth. But then in like figure, godliness, those things that pertain to God, His nature, His existence, and even as it would deal with our relationship with God. And as we look to the Bible, we need to understand that He gives us everything as it relates to His will. By saying that, I want us to understand that we are not given everything that is in the mind of God. We're not given everything that deals with beyond this earth. And therefore, there are some things that belong to God. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God. As we think in regard to the heavenly abode, the Bible does, I believe, teach us that there will be some sort of a recognition in heaven with our loved ones. Also, not only with loved ones, I would say that with all of humanity that we have had an acquaintance with here in this world. When I would say in relation to our loved ones, I would want to draw our attention to what is said on our behalf, for our behalf, as it is presented by God in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23 with David and Bathsheba and the passing of that child, the infant. Whenever David knows that the child has died, he cleans himself up, and at that given time then we see that he goes on about his life, and as a result of those things he's questioned. David, why is it that before the child died when he was sick, you were beside yourself? But now that the child has died, you go on with your life. That's in essence what's being said. And David says, I can do nothing to bring the child back, but I must live that I might go into the child. So David had an understanding, and a hope, I believe also conjoined with that, of someday being able to not only be in the same place of that child, but to be able to recognize that child someday again, to whatever form or fashion God has under consideration in regard to his being able to be with that child. Then in like figure, we have in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, and I want to read from the context here. Paul is speaking unto the saints in Thessalonica, and he's giving them some great instructions in regard to their manner of life. And then in like figure, he identifies how he looks to these brethren with an immense love, and how that they serve as a beautiful hope and joy for him. Note verse 19, for what is our hope? Our joy, our crown of rejoicing, is that not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when at His coming. Now, I understand that it could mean that as Christ returns, Paul had in mind of being able to see in the resurrection and therefore at His coming, seeing the gathering together. But I think that he's speaking more in reference of the eternal side of things. After the time of the judgment, whenever the Lord has come, we will be able to not only be in the presence of individuals, but we will have some sort of a recognition concerning our loved ones. And again, as I stated this morning as we were drawing our lesson to a close, I believe that that has to be limited to some degree. Why? Because if we go to heaven and our loved ones are not there, they did not make it, or our loved ones are there and we don't make it, we'll play that one out too, then there would be that sadness. So therefore, God is going to control our knowledge in regard to certain matters, such as this that would bring about sadness. So will there be a recognition? I believe there will be, but again, it will be limited. It will be controlled by God. As we think about that too, someone has said, well, will I know my spouse as my spouse? We will not. Why? Because the Bible explicitly says that we will be like the angels in this sense, that we are not married, nor are we given in marriage in the eternal realm.